The debate over the future of the Suns in Phoenix came to a head last week as the NBA franchise and the city revealed their plans to upgrade the downtown arena in which the team plays. As KJZZ's Phil Latzman reports, while the team's owner insists the Suns aren't going anywhere, some remain skeptical.
Suns owner Robert Sarver has made it known.
I am 100% all in keeping this team right here where we stand. And I want to make sure that that message comes across crystal clear.
His comments come as negotiations continue with the city of Phoenix over a $230 million renovation of Talking Stick Resort Arena. A proposal that would have contributed $150 million of that in public funds was tabled by the city council last week. Journalist Neil DeMoss is the author of the book and accompanying website called Field of Schemes, which tracks public money spent on sports stadiums. I asked him if there was any such thing as a good deal for a city or municipality when it comes to funding these types of venues.
You know, there's certainly a price point where it makes sense to say, well, you're making the team happy. It's a better place for fans to see the game. Maybe it's a better location, so, you know, it's easier to get to, or you can sort of develop a district around it. And all those things are public benefits, so it's worth kicking in a little bit of public money. But typically, a little bit of public money is something in the tens of millions of dollars, not the hundreds of millions of dollars. That's money you're really never going to see back.
Since you started reporting on this and the book came out 20 years ago, you've had several iterations since. Have you seen a change in the way some of these sports teams are approaching this, and maybe not as brazenly as they used to? Or do they still feel that they can squeeze municipalities out of everything they can?
There are a few more recent developments. I think that team owners have to be a little more subtle about the way they ask for money. You know, back in the 1980s and 90s, you could just go to the state legislature and say, hey, I need a new building. Can you write me a check for $300 million? And the legislature would say, okay, sure, that sounds great. Now there's enough skepticism that that doesn't usually work. So it's, well, can you give us a tax break worth this? Or can you give us land and infrastructure? There are a lot of different ways of sort of hiding the subsidies. That said, the playbook is remarkably similar to the way it was 20 to 30 years ago, which is basically cycle between a few arguments. It's going to be a huge economic boon to your city. You don't want to risk a team leaving. You know, how can you put a price on the intangibles of enjoying sports?
In the case of the Suns, they are a heritage franchise here in Arizona, in Phoenix. They've been here for 50 years. But when you weigh the cost of renovating the arena downtown, and it's worth noting that when it was built, it was split between the team and the city, 50-50 when it was built. When you look at what's being proposed now with this $230 million, $150 million of which would be paid for with public funds, how does that look to you? And do you think that there's more room for negotiation for the city?
The public putting up around two-thirds is an awful lot of money, especially for what you'd be getting back, right? You know, if the Suns were committing to staying for 30 years more for this, or if the Suns were saying, hey, you front the money and then we'll make more money based on these renovations, so we'll pay higher rent or something like that. There are all sorts of ways of structuring it that, you know, could conceivably be better.
When you heard Suns owner Robert Sarver say that he is 100% committed to keeping the Suns in Phoenix, what was your reaction to that? Is there any reason to believe that he's not sincere?
I think it's entirely possible for a sports team owner to simultaneously say, I 100% want to keep this team in town, and at the same time be saying privately, I will move this team, or at least threaten to move this team, if I don't get what I want. And for him to believe both of those, you know, basically it comes down to saying, well, of course I want to stay in town. I want nothing more than to stay in town. But I know that if I promise to stay in town, then, you know, I lose all my leverage, right? I think that that's some of what's going on here. You know, in the book, we called it a non-threat threat, right? Where you say, you don't threaten, because that's the kind of thing that gets Suns fans, you know, gets sports fans mad. And you can see that with the Suns fans right now and how they're responding to Sarver, even, you know, off the record, just a city council member saying, well, the team might move.
Neil DeMoss is the author of the book Field of Schemes, also an accompanying website on stadiums and arenas and public money spent on them. Neil, thanks for your time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.